This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Customers who buy organic, generally speaking, pay more, and they do it generally happily, or at least willingly. But what exactly are they paying for? When it comes to livestock and poultry in particular, there are some gray areas. The Trump administration is trying to kill off an Obama-era rule that would have required organic-certified egg-laying chickens to actually get some time outside. Julie Grant from the environmental reporting outlet Allegheny Front has that story.
There are so many types of eggs in the cooler at this Ohio supermarket. Free range, cage free, organic.
Nope. Would not buy them. Just regular eggs is good.
Retired factory worker Judy Wells chooses a big 18-egg carton from the bottom row. But Rachel Goodrich is willing to pay more than a dollar extra for a half carton, just six, because they're organic eggs. One thing she expects from the organic label is that the animals will be treated well.
I'm a big animal lover. I think it's worth spending an extra few dollars.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture administers the National Organic Program. For eggs to be certified, the hens must be fed organic feed and can't be given antibiotics. There's no plan to change that. But the organic industry has debated an animal welfare rule for years. So last January, as President Obama was leaving office, the USDA issued a new rule. It says organic egg producers must allow their chickens to spend time outdoors and defines what an outdoor space should look like. And it's something like this hen house in rural eastern Ohio. It's set up a bit like seating in a small stadium. Along the top row are nests where the chickens lay eggs. When temperatures get above 40 degrees, the family that runs this farm opens a series of rectangular doors.
This is a door where they go out.
23-year-old Marie Erb runs this operation with her husband.
This latch I always have open during the summertime when I'm letting them out.
They can go out as they please.
The Erbs are part of a group of about 30 family farms in the region that produce eggs distributed to supermarkets in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states. It's organized by Pete and Jerry's Organic Eggs, based in New Hampshire, which sees the new animal treatment rule as an important clarification to the organic standards. Jesse LaFlamme is Pete and Jerry's CEO. He says without the change, a few producers can tarnish the organic industry. He gives the example of Herbrook's Poultry Ranch, a major egg supplier with a huge farm in Michigan. It's added something called poultry porches to the barns.
And they've tacked a little tiny porch on the side of them where a fraction of the hens in those barns might be able to go out at one time if they could actually find their way to it.
Poultry porches are currently allowed under organic standards, but that would change with the new rule. Herbrooks declined an interview for this story, but it pointed to comments on the rule by the National Assembly of State Animal Health Officials that says poultry porches help protect birds so they aren't vulnerable to predators and disease. Caitlin McCulloch is with the American Farm Bureau Federation, a group that lobbies on behalf of farmers and ranchers. Her organization wants the rule withdrawn because it could prevent some of her members from using the valuable organic label.
Many farmers and ranchers had already invested in the organic system and made some substantial changes to how they did things just to transition to organic, and that this would be an additional hoop to jump through. And that might not all be possible for all organic producers.
But the Organic Trade Association supports the rule and says it balances the expectations of organic consumers with the realities of commercial livestock and poultry production. The group points out that the rule took 10 years to create. It's suing the USDA for failing to put the rule into action. In Sugar Creek, Ohio, I'm Julie Grant for Marketplace.
You want to know more about federal rules and regulations and this economy? Come on, you know you do. Check out season 2 of our podcast. It's called The Uncertain Hour. Regulations are the topic du jour.